Good morning. We're studying Chayadim Klal Mem. So in this Klal, the Chayadim moves, finally, we've discussed up to this point the status of the water, the Kli, what defines Kach Gabro, what is Chayiv in the Tila. In this Klal, he's going to actually go through the process of the Tila and describe the Tila itself. He will talk about the Lachos of Chatzitza on the hands and how to wash your hands, etc. So the Chayadim starts off with the idea of how much do you need to use? How much water do you need to use to be able to have a valid netila? So Mikra Adin, the lach is a person can have one revius, which he will then pour part of the revius on one hand and part of the revius on the second hand. So each hand is going to be getting less than a revius of water. The downside with that approach is that the water becomes, his hands are tamei. The water which is less than a revius, what touches his hands, becomes tamei. So now he has tummy water on his hands, which can be problematic because the water can then turn around him and tummy his hands back. So as long as the water is in its place, it hasn't moved, we don't say that the water makes his hands tummy, because that would be ridiculous. You pour the water in your hands, your hands just come tore, the water's tummy, the water makes your hands tummy again. So that's not a problem. But they did say that if the water moves, let's say up the person's arm to a place where there's no chiyuv netila, and then comes back on the hands, that water would be mitame in the hands. And there are other issues as well. That's one example. Chazal added a second point, that if a person actually uses a revius on each hand, the water does not become tame. Why is that? Because we find in certain areas of halacha, we discussed this idea before, that midaraisa, there are scenarios where you can have a mikvah of just a revius of water for kelim which are tomei, not for kelim which you buy from a non-Jew, but kelim which became tomei. So bisman that they were noig chuma and kochim, they had a mimitar of their kelim. So midaraisa, you can be toivel a small kli in a little puddle of rainwater which holds a revius. Mikvah is rainwater. It's contained in its one place. It gathers on the ground, the revius, if it's large enough to be terrible, this small kli, that would be sufficient. Now, the kli is tummy, so yes, it's very nice that your kli becomes tor. What happens to the keli, which is tummy, which touches the water? It remains tor. Mikvah does not become tummy. So there is a scenario where revius is not makabel tuma. So when Chazal instituted the halachas of Netilas Sudayim, they put into Netilas Sudayim a rule that revius is not going to be makabel tuma from the Yadayim. Now, these scenarios are not similar, because there it's revius of water in the ground, and here it's revius of water being poured onto your hands. It's not in the ground. It doesn't have the mila of revius of mikvah. But in regards to this Din Rabbanan, they were lenient and they said it will not be makabel tuma. So if you use a revius to pour onto the hands, so then it will not be makabel tuma. Now this revius that we're talking about, there really are two ways of doing it. One way to do it is to pour revius bebas achas on both hands. And that's one revius total on both hands. And that would have this leniency of no tuma. Or alternatively, to pour revius independently on each hand separately. So the Chayyotim obviously talks about that case, because the first case is difficult. First of all, you need somebody else to be with you to do it. And second of all, besides that you need somebody else to be with you, you have to do it in a certain way to make sure that the water goes on both hands of basachas. Whereas doing a revius on each hand separately, you do not need to be worried about that. How large is a revius? So this is the same revius that we talk about in regards to Kiddush. Kiddush requires a revius Friday night, Shabbos day, Yom Tov, etc. So how large is a revius? So it's a shayla exactly how large a revius is. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that in regards to mitzvahs deraisa, we're going to be machmir with a larger shear. And by the rabbanan, we're going to be leading it with the smaller shear. So Friday night kiddush is deraisa. Alakos is not deraisa, but the mitzvah itself is deraisa, so we're more machmir. And Shabbos day, Yom Tov, by day and by night, we're going to be more lenient. So over here also, it's in the Rabbanon, we keep it more lenient. So Rosh says that the smaller shear of a revius for the Rabbanons is 3.3 ounces. Rav Avraham Chaim Noah, in his Sefer, which he goes through the shurim of the Torah, etc., he brings it to Masor and Yerushalayim, and this he wants to be matzdik and prove that Masor and Yerushalayim was correct. The calculation for revius was actually even less than 3 ounces. It was 2.9 ounces is a revius. So for a drabbanon, a person could use 3 ounces of water and fulfill this halacha of washing with the revias. So we do not require a tremendous amount of water to do that. He has to make sure that the water goes onto his hands with basachas, the whole hand, which you're washing, the area which you're washing, which we'll talk about how much you have to wash of your hand. The water, there has to be sufficient water to cover all of that, that in one pouring over the hand. So some people will find even 3 ounces not sufficient to get a good covering of their hands while they're washing. So you would need to use more than that. But at least the person will use a revias in each hand. The person will not deal with any of the issues of tumah, etc. So we'll see the language of the Chayyim inside, Be'ez Hashem, in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.